At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Final hour tonight, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Tell Alan that the Mets suck.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Okay, let me stop you right there. The Mets suck.
I still love the fact that Tyshirt's pulling the Tell Alan from YouTube, where the next clip is a Seinfeld clip, and he won't clean it up, leaving the beginning of the Seinfeld dude.
Tell Alan that the Mets suck.
You know,
I think that's the best.
Can we hear from Alan again?
Oh, tell Alan.
Let's just run that on a loop.
That's pretty good. Did we ever find that clip of Jason from this afternoon?
Oh, now that you speak of it, Mike, should we play it like now or should we wait like a couple minutes for Jason to set it up?
Okay, let's wait for Jason.
First of all, is it? I will say this: is it cleaned up?
No, I mean it's cleaned up enough for us to play now that it's 10 o'clock.
It's
10 o'clock.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
Because you were really, really mad when this signing went down. You know.
Agitated would not describe it.
But it's got like 220,000 views already, so you're doing good on Twitter.
Good for you. Well, monetize that.
All right. I got to try to do that. I got to sync that to an advertisement of some kind. So Jacob DeGrom is gone. He is no longer a Met. He is now a Texas Ranger. Signing a 5-year, $185 million deal with the Rangers, eschewing the Mets, and now he's gone. And I know, thank you for asking about me. Thank you for, I am fine. Mm-hmm. I am okay.
You okay?
Because, number one, yes, I told you this summer, It was my long goodbye to Jacob deGrom. He was going to leave after this year. And with what we found out about this story, right months ago, he didn't want to stay. He wasn't going to stay. He wanted to leave, right? The same thing, what I told you was going to happen with Aaron Judge and Jacob deGrom is happening, right? Both teams don't want to make it look like, well, we can't go after our franchise players. We want to make sure we're looking like we're giving an effort to keep them. So what did I say was going to happen? Very early in free agency, Yankees and Mets are going to make their offers to DeGrom and to Aaron Judge, where if they took them, great, we'd love to keep you. It's awesome. But more than likely, they were going to say no because they were going to get more money someplace else. And the Mets and the Yankees would say, we tried, but they wanted more money, and we have to figure out the rest of the team. Don't get mad at us. And the fans would understand. The team would understand. The rest of the organization would understand. But that was the whole plan. It's the plan with Aaron. It's why the 8-year, $300 million contract was leaked for Judge. Why does that need to be out there? Because the Giants are preparing their offer, and they know if they go with an extra year and an extra $60 million, Aaron Judge is going to be a San Francisco Giant. What happened with the Mets and DeGrom? What did we find out tonight? The Mets offered DeGrom a 3-year deal in the $120 million range, so about what they paid Max Scherzer a year ago. It wasn't very shortly after that where DeGrom got the offer from the Rangers, and the Mets, according to the New York Post, only found out he was going to the Rangers right before it was announced. So it's not like DeGrom came back to the Mets and said, hey, this is their offer. Can you get back? This is your offer? Okay, this is the offer. I'm going with the Rangers. I told you this was going to happen because, number one, the Mets knew giving DeGrom all kinds of money for 5-6 years doesn't work. The guy's 35 years. I love DeGrom. He's great, but he's going to be 35. He can't stay healthy, and he's a bonus guy. The Mets won 100 games, and he was a ghost this year. They can't give him money and expect to count on him. Nobody. The Rangers can't expect to count on him, but they said, we don't care because we're the Rangers. What does it matter? It's like it's not even money. It's like it's just printed on the back of pizza boxes, money you're paying when you go to the Texas Rangers. It doesn't matter, right? But what did I say? Forget about that for a second. Do you really think DeGrom wants to stay? He Brody Van Wagenen 4 years ago, right? He was undervalued. He could have got more money. The only good thing Brody Van Wagenen did was bring in Jacob DeGrom at less than he could have gotten somewhere else. Every word out of DeGrom this year was, I'm opting out at the end of the year. I'm opting out. Which, fine, because you know you're going to get more money. I'm opting out at the end of the year. Not once did he publicly say, I want to stay. I want to be a Met. What is the only thing you heard throughout this entire time? Oh, DeGrom has told friends, has told teammates, if the money is close, I want to stay a Met. Nothing public from him, nothing I want to stay, nothing I hope it can be worked out, but if it doesn't, I can go someplace else. He was always going to leave. And the fact that this is how it went, the Mets made him a pretty good offer. He got a better offer and said, that's what I want. There's no haggling. There's no back and forth. There's no, let me go back to the Mets and come back here. The Rangers could wait another day before he decide to take their money or not. DeGrom was always going to leave. The Mets were always going to give him a somewhat half-hearted offer, but DeGrom was always going to leave. It's like two people that know they're going to break up, and you kind of don't want to be the bad guy to say, well, I'm the one pushing. It's like you both kind of do the bare minimum possible to make it seem like you want to stay together. That was the Mets and DeGrom. Hey, we'll offer you this kind of money, knowing you're going to take it someplace else. DeGrom knows, I'm going to get it someplace else, but I'll listen to your first offer, and I'm leaving. This was always going to happen. And you know what? The Mets are better off because you go to Texas, make your 12 or 14 starts a year and see how it goes. You're not going to suddenly get healthier at 34, 35 years old. Good luck. The Mets couldn't do this. I'm okay with it. I'm 100% okay.
Yeah, I think part of it goes down to the legacy-type contracts because we lament them, we debate them, where's the useful money, where's the, all right, thank you for a job, either well done for a short period or just done because the contract runs out depending on where you're at in that timeline, right, from the Cabreras to the Pujols to the Rendones and all the way down the line. With Jacob deGrom, could you have paid him this money and just said, all right, we're hopeful to get 2 good years and really push our window because we'll have him for 18 starts or whatever the case may be, and we can move forward? Sure. But when you get into the language, playing it in the press, I think enough guys have learned that you're not winning no matter what your verbiage is at this point. Like with Aaron Judge, where's the win? right? Just kind of say, you know what, I'm hopeful it works out. And that's as nebulous as it could be. With DeGrom, a little bit less. But, all right, the ball's in the team's court. And I would think for the fans that would be mad about it, they're looking at the team no matter what. You got money. Don't lie to me. You got money. I know you got money. They keep talking about
money. There's always money.
No, but that's always money in the banana stand. Remember that. So you have the situation with DeGrom of, right, you're absolutely right. It could be 2 years, could be one more year until he falls off a cliff and now has to become a sixth inning setup guy to continue his career. I don't
know. Can you imagine? Coming out of the bullpen, Jacob DeGrom, he's getting paid $43 million this year to pitch the sixth inning.
Yeah, it's a little bit of the sarcasm dripping from the mouth, but it's like, I'll be damned if I'm giving you $43 million and saying goodbye to you that way, right? You know, this, out of spite, you're going to at least still be on the staff. But for both he and going back to Aaron Judge, you know, you try to consider all the different component parts because you've each made good money. Judge, this is the one that is obviously the I'm going to build homes for DeGrom. It's one more monster deal in his career as he is already 34. So you decide how much does the cash make sense for DeGrom. Remember, he saves that 9 to 10%, right? State income tax goes out the window. So there, a nice raise. So maybe that's the difference. Maybe Cohen wouldn't come up the extra, kick in the extra $20 million to offset that over the 5 years. How about that? But for Judge, some of the same rationale when you go into the dollars and cents, but you're also trying to look at where can I win? I mean, for DeGrom, maybe just kind of shrugs, is like, that's not in the cards for me. I'm going to go take the cash. Now that he's 30, coming off the monster season that he had, he's looking around and it's like, all right, I want to win consistently as well, but there's also the numbers. If I put up quality home run numbers over 5 to 7 years, now we're talking about immortality and these Hall of Fame voting things that we're getting from these committees and all that. My name goes up that ladder. So you know, those things are running concurrently. And look, the almighty dollar probably wins out 99 out of 100 times, but I like to think about the sanctity of the game. I haven't said that in a while, so I really worked my way to get to that end game.
Now, look, I'm just honestly, the what kind about this is not just that, you know, look, the Mets didn't have to pay him this money, but he didn't go to the Braves.
No, that's right. That's the resounding chorus.
It's the
tonight,
Rangers.
Yeah.
Where are you going to do the least damage to me possible? Oh, the Rangers is about the answer to that. Good luck.
Taking yourself off the radar. Unless something really strange happens, right? Not only is he not making himself relevant, you're also not covetous of whatever he's doing because it's not leading to anything playing for the Texas Rangers.
Now, Frostburg has had some time now. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. He's had some time. He has cleaned up the audio of what I put on social media right after Jacob DeGrom signed with the Rangers.
Yeah, guys. This was Jason when the DeGrom signing went down, and he was not happy at all, America. Take a listen.
I told you!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cowan-Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is going to happen! And Clem and KFC, oh, this is going to be a good thing. This is going to be a good thing. It's going to be a good thing! They know it! They know it! That's why they're a bunch of cowards! Not happy on their broadcast! These are going to be just like, rough! Darren Ruff! That's what they're going to get! They're going to get the pitching equivalent of Darren Ruff! No Rodon! Bassett's gone too!
Nope.
Nemo's gone! Speaking of Ruff, he'll be playing every day in center field! This team's going to have Ruff! Man, they can't! I'm not going to make any moves this offseason. Nothing. It's still cheap. Still a little pod. You know, if they got Schwarber last year, they would have won the World Series. But no, they thought Donald Smith is the answer at DH, and they proved them wrong. This year, they think Vogelbeck and Ruff on the answer, and they're wrong again.
Jason,
your cardio is better
happy
than I thought, though.
Listen.
And you say you're okay? You're not okay.
No, listen, do you think I spent too much time talking about Darren Ruff? I think maybe I did. I should have talked more about DeGrom on that.
You are not okay, buddy.
Oh, my
God. But
goodness.
That's the whole point. You were so unhinged.
Yeah.
You forgot what you were starting your rant about.
Yeah. No, but seriously, part of why I'm really okay is he didn't go to the Braves. Because if that would change things a ton, going, oh my God, now I know he's going to be healthy. He's going to make 35 starts a year. He's going to go 25-5. ERA is going to be 1.08. Oh, it's going to be
fine. He hasn't signed the paper yet. There's time.
I don't know. He's a Ranger.
Not yet.
Pending a physical.
No, he's a Ranger. He is a Ranger.
Not yet.
Twitter at How About a Fresca? Mike, it's Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Any first responder will tell you never try to beat a train. After braking, it can take a mile for a train to completely stop. So when you come to a rail crossing, stop, because trains can't. Well, coming up next, are the Rangers now the odds-on favorite to win the World Series? Who can go down to defeat tomorrow and alter the college football playoff? All that and more as we head to Vegas. Straight ahead, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cameron Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Any first responder will tell you, never try to beat a train. After braking, it could take a mile for a train to completely stop. So, when you come to a rail crossing, stop, because trains can't. It has been a huge Friday night. USC has fallen. College football playoff is in chaos. Joining us now on the hotline for more on this and other big stories, our insider in Las Vegas, former odds maker at Caesars. Check him out, the Bet the Board podcast. You can see him on CBS. He was at the Pac-12 championship game tonight in Vegas. He caught four passes from Caleb Williams in the second half for 76 yards and a touchdown. It is Vegas insider Todd Furman. Todd, what's happening, buddy?
I didn't catch four passes from Caleb Williams operating on one hamstring at the latter portions of that game, but I can tell you I would have missed about the same tackles, as many tackles as the USC defenders did in the second half, trying to slow down that Utah offense.
You know, I want to say, I'm being honest now. I want to say thank you, because tuning in tonight, watching USC and Utah, knowing that there were big stakes involved, right? Pac-12 after dark, USC wins, they go to the college football playoff, the rock starness of USC is back. It was nice tuning into the Pac-12 championship game and going, hey, there's a full house, there's an exciting game, we got star players. This is hell and gone from 3,000 people at Levi Stadium on a Friday night, like it was up until 2020.
It was an absolutely electric environment. It was the first sellout that the Pac-12 has had in that conference championship game since it's moved to Vegas. It was electric environment. Full credit to the Utah fans. I mean, they traveled in waves, and they treated it like it was a home game. It was Rice-Eccles Stadium South is really what it felt like. They drowned out the USC fans for extended stretches of the game. And both fan bases have a lot to be proud of for the way that their teams performed throughout the year. Obviously, a lot of optimism for the way SC is trending. And Utah, quietly the much maligned program in the conference, now back-to-back Pac-12 champions. And I don't think Kyle Whittingham gets nearly enough credit on the national stage for what he's been able to build in a consistent winner, not only in the Pac-12, but the Mountain West and leagues before out there in Salt Lake City.
from an odds perspective, Todd, in-game wagering where it's available, once they were down 17-3, what kind of odds are you getting on Utah for the comeback?
Their number got up to 12.5. You could have found them there in a money line price right around plus 340, plus 350. And then USC had a chance to really put a nail in the coffin, potentially. They get the turnover when it's 17-3. They promptly go 3 and out, and it gave Utah a lifeline. And you could see the energy and the momentum start to swell in that Utah team when they were able to impose their will physically. USC just wasn't able to make the tackles they needed to. And when USC got back in the game in that second half, cuts it to a field goal, three plays later, Utah is dancing in the end zone, and you knew it was good night, sweetheart, and the Trojans' dreams of getting the college football playoff were going to be dashed for at least another season.
All right, so what would you put the odds at right now if I said, okay, the odds that Ohio State is the fourth team, considering that, thinking that, all right, no matter what, Georgia, Michigan, and TCU are going to wind up being in, what odds you give me for Ohio State being the fourth team? What odds would you give me Alabama being the fourth team?
I'll give you 98.5% for Ohio State to be the fourth team in there, and I think Alabama is going to need some help. They may need Kansas State to beat TCU by 35 for them to get a seat at the table. So if you're looking at Alabama and trying to be realistic about their numbers, I'd give them a 10 to 12% chance to get in. I don't think the committee can keep TCU on the outside looking in and punish them for an undefeated regular season in a Power 5 conference, regardless of what happens tomorrow. Now, seeding becomes the $100 million question. Does Ohio State end up going on the road to the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta to take on Georgia in the playoff opener, and you get Michigan TCU, or do they set up a potential rematch that Ohio State fans normally would have to wait a year to get, about 3 weeks after they were bludgeoned in their own building by the Wolverines?
Jason's got some conspiracy chaos theory, because he's a Syracuse guy, to try to figure out how to get Clemson into the mix. Snowball chance in hell, what are we talking?
The best way for Clemson to get into the mix is to get a time machine, go back, and figure out how to hand the ball to Will Shipley in the second half, allow Spencer Rattler to go up and down the field. Clemson made their own bed, and they never looked like a college football playoff contender most of the season. They had a chance to back in, and I'm thrilled, to be quite honest, that Clemson ends up losing and taking their name out of the equation. I think the one team, though, that should be kicking themselves more than any in college football, USC put forth a valiant effort with a dinged-up quarterback. They have nothing to be ashamed of, but Tennessee going on the road losing in Columbia to the Gamecocks, that single-handedly wrecked the playoff hopes and dreams for both the Clemson Tigers and the Tennessee Volunteers in subsequent weekends.
So Todd, wait, you're not going to give me any conspiracy theory that USC stays at number four? Hey, Caleb Williams got hurt, they were playing great up until that point. They're rock stars, man. People gotta watch on TV, man. We gotta keep USC in this.
You know, I wouldn't rule it out. I actually think USC getting into number four may have a higher probability than Alabama at that point. But I think when you look at USC, it's tough to make a strong, compelling case, knowing that even though they finished the season with that gaudy 11-2 record, both of their losses came against Utah, and they really needed to try and atone for the one-point loss at Rice-Eccles Stadium earlier this season.
Todd Furman, our guest, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here at Fox Sports Radio. You find Todd at Todd Furman on Twitter, the Bet the Board podcast, including live updates on Sunday mornings, you know, the Pros Joes kind of breakdown that you do there on Instagram, Todd, as well. So download it and be the smartest man or woman at the water cooler. But staying in Vegas, how about the Chargers on the road at Las Vegas? Narrow favorite are the Raiders, 49.5. The total, and we see the air yards from Justin Herbert, one of the low numbers, but starting to get healthy in the receiving core. But can Josh McDaniels and company actually get a streak going?
I mean, this is a Raiders team that was significantly better than the final scoreline indicated last week in their win against the Seattle. 600 yards on Pete Carroll's defense, and you saw how explosive they could be getting Josh Jacobs involved, who's a little bit nicked up in his own right, and took some of the pressure off of Derek Carr after he had two potentially costly interceptions early in the game. The problem for this Chargers team is they're going in as a shell of themselves. I mean, you look at their injury report, it's truly a who's who of impact players, from Trey Pipkins and Corey Linsley along the offensive line to Mike Williams in the receiving room, let alone all of the injuries that they've dealt with on the defensive side of the ball. We'll monitor the status, obviously, for the Raiders and see if Jacobs can go and what kind of workload he'll be capable of taking on. But even if he's not out there, it's a great matchup for the Chargers in this particular spot. And that's the main reason you've seen the Chargers go from short road favorites to the -2 on the road to 1-point underdogs. We'll see if that number continues to trend in the Raiders' direction.
What's your over-under on Mike White touchdowns on Sunday? Six?
Oh,
six and a half? What's it at?
Yeah, I'm not going to quite go that high. When you beat up on the Chicago Bears, which is a half step up above playing in the Sun Belt, it leaves you a little room for the margin for error. But I do think this Jets offense, looking at the way Mike Hoyt served as facilitator, there are a lot of playmakers to be excited about. You talk about Garrett Wilson, who has 4 touchdown receptions this year, 2 with Joe Flacco at the helm, 2 already with Mike White, and 0 with Zach Wilson. Elijah Moore off the milk carton, back into relevance with 2 catches for Spector. For me, in this Jets offense, honestly, a homecoming of sorts for him. I think Ty Conklin's the player to watch. Knowing that Minnesota goes about playing a zone, Conklin can be the guy to take advantage in the middle of the field. I'm a little bit concerned, though, about the Jets' ground game. I'm not as bullish on Zonovan White as a lot of folks are, thinking he's going to be the second coming of Breece Hall. But defensively, Sauce Gardner against Justin Jefferson will be the matchup, not only of that game, but maybe the entire weekend to watch. And if the Jets can neutralize him, the 3 worst games that Jefferson has put forth this year, the Vikings are 1-2, and their 1 win was a come-from-behind victory against the Detroit Lions early in the season.
One of the games of the week, the Dolphins on the road at the 49ers, 46.5, the latest total I saw, with San Francisco a 4-point favorite. McCaffrey banged up. Mitchell already done for the year. Looking at a beat-up running back room, but Jimmy G and that defense that's been so Miami, the high-power offense. What gives here?
Yeah, CMC, he'll be just fine. He'll be capable of taking on a full workload. I wouldn't worry about him whatsoever. Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't had a knee brace on, despite that ugly hit that potentially looked to be a lot more damaging than it turned out to be last weekend against the Saints. But Trent Williams, along that offensive line, left practice today. That could be a big loss on their offensive line, knowing that the Dolphins, Samuel, dealing with the quad, hamstring, whatever the hell they're calling it right now. I don't think he'll be anywhere close to 100%. And when you look at the way to beat this Miami Dolphins defense, it's with wide receivers that can beat man coverage. That's not how the 49ers are built, so this is a little bit of a difficult matchup, but at the same time, a massive loss for the Dolphins that you're going to want to monitor between now and Sunday. If Teron Armstead isn't out there, I mean, Tua was a sitting duck in the second half against the Houston Texans, and I think Miami will really have to alter their game plan, but truly a meeting of the minds, knowing the high level of familiarity and incest to a certain extent between Kyle Shanahan and Mike McDaniel, given how much time they've spent with each other going all the way back to the 2011 season.
All right, lastly, Todd, over the course of the week, the last few days, we get ready for absolute chaos coming up. What is the betting line for that game done? Over the we've had the Christian Pulisic situation with him playing. He's not playing. Now he's playing. The Netherlands, half the team has the flu. What's the betting line looked like for that the last couple of days?
You've seen a little bit of movement, Smith, towards Team USA. They're still half-goal underdogs, but there has been a slight adjustment in the juice on that. The other bigger move has come on the total. It opened at 2.5 most books, and you're now looking at pretty much a 2-flat out there in the market. You talk about the flu situation for the Netherlands, and it's a team that really underwhelmed in one of the easier groups, at least through their first 3 matches. Team USA has a pretty impressive distinction so far, with the pool play officially being completed. The only team in the entire competition that has not conceded a goal. Of course, the lone blemish on their resume, a penalty kick for Gareth Bale in their opener. So a lot of reason for optimism about Team USA. They shouldn't be intimidated in this matchup, as the Netherlands roster nowhere close to the same strength of an Argentina or Brazil. And I wouldn't be shocked whatsoever if they find a way to play gritty style, grind down the Dutch, and move on to the quarterfinals if things break the right way, as long as they're able to find that moment of brilliance like we saw from Christian Pulisic in the 1-0 win against Iran.
Look at that. I love chaos. Smith, I got to ask one for Frostburg. So since a lot of USC people moved up there towards Vegas tonight for this title game, how much money came in on the Lakers given their recent surge and Anthony Davis for MVP?
I don't know about the Anthony Davis for MVP, but when you look at the Lakers, obviously their current form significantly better than what we've seen. A nice little payday there if you had the foresight to peg them, not only plus the 8.5 against the Bucks tonight, but to bet them on the money line. Smith, it would have been a perfect parlay leg for you to try and tie in at plus $3 to what kind of price you would have set on Jacob DeGrom not re-signing with the Mets here his career.
Oh, hey, number one, I told you that was going to happen. Number two, I'm okay with it happening because it wasn't the Braves. So, yeah, you want to go to go ahead, take that money from Texas. You may as well be playing on Mars. Go ahead, play. That's great. Just don't do it in the NL East. That's I'm completely.
You know, at least a silver lining for Mets fans, they have $102 million allocated towards listening to Timmy Trumpet for the next 5 years, going into the 8th and 9th inning. So that should be what everyone looks forward to at Citi Field over the next, I can't do the math, 1,500-plus days or potential losses for the Mets.
He is on Twitter at Todd Furman. That is at Todd Furman. Check out the Bet the Board podcast with him. He's on CBS, former odds maker at Caesars. All the content you need for everything Vegas-oriented and more. Keep it there again at Todd Furman. Todd, I'll talk to you.
And you guys as well. Hopefully, quick turnaround for you. I expect you to be at some adult establishments drinking some of the finest domestic beer at 7 o'clock Pacific time tomorrow morning.
Nice and early, baby. Let's go.
If you're talking about fine establishment being my couch with a beer at 7 a.m., yes, that'll be
No,
that'll
he
be
said
okay.
Fine establishment.
Hey, my couch is a fine establishment. It's comfortable. Thanks a bunch, Todd. You know, before we get to Steve, just really quick, you know, Todd brings up something interesting. If, in fact, things go as we expect and the four teams in the playoff that wind up winning, you know, Georgia wins tomorrow, Michigan wins tomorrow, Ohio State gets in, TCU wins, and those are the four teams. The seeding is going to be pretty easy for this because the one thing the committee does not want to do is put Michigan and Ohio State back against each other. Not a week after Michigan just won by 25 points. They do not like rematches, and nobody wants to see that. We just saw that game. Let's see something different. So if things go as long as they go according to what it looks like now that USC is out, it's going to be Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, TCU. In some kind of order, if one of those teams, even if Georgia loses and drops, doesn't matter, they'll still have to play Ohio State because they're going to avoid Michigan, Ohio State in that rematch at all costs. Not that it means that Ohio State can't beat Michigan, but just, well, we just watched this game, Michigan just won. No, you got to have as much juice as possible going into these games.
Well, always trying to figure out how you make the best glamour scenario that you possibly can. And that rematch, as much as we regionality and such for college football, there's enough people that have seen both of these squads and maybe enough of Harbaugh that they just hate everybody involved. So then you sit around and you hate watch and hate gamble.
I'm going to hate gamble. I don't want to gamble, but I'm going to hate gamble.
Well, you don't think people go into a casino and say, you know what, I normally don't bet really heavy, but you know what, I hate the Raiders. Right, I'm a Charger fan. I'm going to that game, and I'm saying, you know what? Blank this. Put that much more down because I hate the Raiders that much, as opposed to my normal bets. I mean, it's real.
That's how Vegas makes money.
That's exactly right. Rationality goes out the window, but we know that it's a real thing. It's kind of like the side bet you and Tyshirt have over U.S. and Netherlands.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.